Maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Iminungkahi ng mga taga-Suri sa ari-arian na daan-daang libong bahay at apartment ang maaaring walang nakatira sa kahabaan ng Australia. Isang sitwasyong sinasabi nila ay nagpapalubha sa krisis ng pabahay. Ito ay nangyari habang ang presyo ng mga tirahan sa buong bansa ay tumaas ng 1.4% noong Pebrero, na kung saan ang karaniwang presyo ay nasa $570,000. Ito ay halos 11% pagtaas nitong nakalipas na 12 buwan. Pakinggan natin sa ating wika ang ulat ni Ricardo Gonsalves.
SBS.
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 SBS. SBS Radio.
Isang mataas na taga-suri sa pabahay mula sa grupong CoreLogic, Cameron Kusher, ang nagsabi na walang pagtigil ang paglago ng presyo ng mga ari-arian sa Australia.
Oh, it's really strong. I mean, if you look at what's happening in Sydney, we're seeing the fastest rate of growth on an annual basis since 2002. And then across the combined capital cities, the strongest annual rate of growth since the middle of 2010. So really, the housing market's strong at a macro level, but it's still largely being fueled by what's happening in Sydney and Melbourne.
Nagpapatuloy itaas ng Sydney ang presyo ng mga bahay na tumaas sa 2.6% noong nakaraang Pebrero at mahigit na 18% kumpara sa nagdaang taon. Sinabi ni Ginoong Kusher na ang mababang antas ng interes kasama ng migrasyon at paglaki ng populasyon, lalo na sa New South Wales at Victoria, ang nagpapalaki ng demanda. Kaya ayon sa kanya, dumadami din ang mga namumuhunan.
They're having a fairly substantial impact. I mean, if you look at the statistics on investor activity in New South Wales, if you strip out refinances, they're about 55% of new lending in New South Wales, about 48% in Victoria. Historically, those figures are much lower.
Ang mga banyagang mamimili ay bumalik muli. Isang katatapos na survey ng National Australia Bank ang nagsabi na ang banyagang mamimili ang responsable sa halos 11% na mga bagong ari-ari ang binili nitong nakalipas na 3 buwan na natapos noong Disyembre. Sinabi ni Cameron Kusher na may mga pangamba na ang mga bagong tirahan ay iniiwan ng walang nakatira.
There's no hard and fast statistics on that, but if you go through Melbourne, go through Brisbane in some of these areas where we're seeing a lot of new unit construction, you only have to go there at night time and see that there's no furniture on the balcony, there's very few lights on. So clearly a lot of these properties are being left vacant.
Sinabi naman ng ahenteng Douglas Driscoll ng Star Properties na ang bilang ng mga bakanteng tirahan ay maaaring nasa 100,000.
If you look at the census from 2011, it suggested that there are 120,000 uninhabited properties across Sydney. The advent of foreign investment really only kicked in around 2012, so my rudimentary research suggests it could be as much as 200,000.
Idiniin ni Ginoong Driscoll na sa Sydney lamang walang opisyal na estatistikang magagamit na sukatan.
My evidence as such is fairly sort of hard and fast. I can't find any data or statistical evidence anywhere. However, obviously our network encompasses 30 offices across Sydney. I speak and deal with many other real estate professionals across the city, as indeed developers. And again, you know, I speak to them on the coalface, as it were, and that's probably predominantly where my evidence comes from.
Sinabi naman ni Malcolm Gunning ng Real Estate Institute na marami sa mga apartments ay walang laman sa iba't ibang dahilan.
A lot of those properties might be used part-time. They may be used by empty nesters who have properties outside of Sydney, and they may have a Sydney base, which often is the case. Or people who live in the state who use the property once a month or once two or three times a year. Foreign investors will often buy the property and have their students occupy or their student children occupy it for 6 months of the year. And the other 6 months it lays vacant because they don't want to lease it out.
Nagkaroon ng isang suhestyon na ilang bagong tirahan para sa mga lokal na residente ay nakakatulong na ibaba ang presyo nito. O isa pang ideya na mula sa Canada na kung saan 17% ng mga bahay na binibili ng mga banyaga ay may dagdag na buwis. Subalit nagbabala si Malcolm Gunning na maski ito ay may disbentahe.
In Vancouver, which is very similar to Sydney, What we see now is the property prices falling rapidly because there's a major disincentive for the foreign investors.
Ito ang Radyo SBS sa wikang Filipino.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamamagitan ng website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.